All right, here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. Today, I am joined by actress Elena Sanchez. How's it going, Elena?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. You also, I should say, you also have a picture coming out called Open.
I do.
That's set to release here in, I think, 10 days?
So yeah, just under 2 weeks.
Just under 2 weeks, yeah. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, it's a very weird and crazy movie. It's unlike anything I've ever done. It's a musical comedy thriller, if you can wrap your head around that.
I'm thinking.
It's about a couple that decides to open their marriage, and things get crazy and weird. And throughout it all, the wife decides to, well, not decides, she has these hallucinations that she's the front woman of an 80s new wave band. And I play the friend that the husband decides to spend some time with, shall we call it? And I also play the drummer in the band.
Now, you had to learn to play the drums for this.
Yes.
How long did that take you to learn?
Well, so I think I had about, from when I got the call until we started filming, I think it was about like 2 months. So it sounds like a nice chunk of time, but it wasn't really that much because we didn't get the final songs until about a week before we started filming. So we had rough versions of the song, and I, you know, hired a drum teacher, and I played him the songs, and he was really great. And just from listening to them, he was able to teach me how to play them. But then the songs kept slightly changing until right before we started filming. So yeah, even once we got on location in Mississippi, which is where we were filming, he hopped on FaceTime with me a couple of times and really worked out these songs with me.
So how many hours a day is that to try and learn the drums in about 2 months? Is that like 10, 11 hour days of just playing drums?
I mean, no, just because I didn't have the concentration to sit at the drum set for 10 hours, but I think initially, so I ordered one of those like electronic drum sets on Amazon. So initially, before I even hired my drum teacher, I was just playing around on those alone, watching YouTube videos, trying to kind of teach myself. And I think I was doing that for maybe like 2 hour chunks. And then the actual lessons with the teacher, I think were an hour.
3 hours total then? Or, I mean,
well, but, you know, I only saw him, I want to say it was maybe like twice a week. So it was just kind of like whenever I had some time and I started freaking out about it, thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to be filming this soon, that I would like sit down and work on it a bit. And then the good thing is you can kind of practice it anywhere. So I remember like a month before we started filming, I actually went on vacation for 4 or 5 days to Mexico, but I took my drumsticks with me and just like, you know, was in the hotel room just drumming the bed just to keep that rhythm, and twirling the drumsticks, was trying to learn some tricks like that. So
it's funny.
Yeah, it's hard to quantify though the amount of time.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because my musical friends that do play drums like that, there's like this beat inside their head always constantly that they're playing like air drums, and they have like
I mean, even just with your hands, you know, you can start drumming stuff. And yeah,
I saw one guy, a friend of mine, playing on the trash can, like those trash can dumpsters, like beating with his hands. And
there you go.
So did you have any musical training prior to this, or did you play any other musical
instruments? So I played the piano. I took piano classes for a long time, actually, when I was a kid. And now still, anytime I come across a piano, I like to play a couple songs, and I played the violin for about 5 or 6 years, but it's harder to come across violins, so I haven't played a violin in a long time. I don't know if I could still do that.
Does it work the same way for both the piano and violin as it does for the drums, where there's a beat stuck inside your head?
You know, for the piano, I could maybe see that because you can also, just kind of do that with your hands. For the violin, I recall it just being and feeling different. But yeah, it's been so long. I should try and see if I can even still do that.
So this may be a little bit prior to your acting, but you were a competitive gymnast. You have the body, the figure for it, if I can say that. Because so was that the original goal or dream for you before you got the acting bug per se?
Yeah, I mean, I growing up as a kid, I wanted to go to the Olympics. That was like my goal. But I was never quite good enough to do that. And that dream, as you get older as a gymnast, you kind of, if you're not there, you're not there, and you just are a little more realistic about it, but I enjoyed competing all the way through college, and it shaped me who I am, and I think it definitely helped my career as an actor and as a stunt performer. Specifically that, I don't think I would have become a stunt woman had I not done gymnastics and had I not done it for so long.
How did the jump from doing gymnastics to acting happen for you? I know you said college at Cornell, but was it something that just kind of hit you like an inspiration that said, oh, this is, since gymnastics is not working out, I'll go this direction?
Well, it wasn't so much a because gymnastics is not working out thing. I guess it just naturally performance wise kind of led to it. I 'cause the gymnastics ended when I graduated from college because there was no opportunity really to train anymore and to compete anymore. So my senior year in college, I very much knew that that would be my last year competing in gymnastics. And then the acting, I came across my junior year and I just took an acting class and fell in love with it and thought to myself, if I could be as excited to go to work every day as I am to go to this class, that would be amazing. And so I just kind of figured out what I needed to do to make that happen. And then I think because I had that gymnastics background where I was used to performing in front of large crowds of people, that is essentially what you're doing on a movie set. You're performing and there's, 50, 60, 100 crew members around you, and you have to know how to really have those blinders on to not realize that everyone is there and just be able to focus on your performance.
Is that, do those blinders just take time to build up to let yourself focus? Because I can see that just being horrendous at times.
No, I mean, I think that's where the gymnastics came in because as soon as they yell rolling and then action for the camera, it's just instantaneous. Like everything else, it's weird to explain. Like everything else kind of fades out and I'm just in this bubble, like with me and whatever actor I'm performing with, and it just happens. Yeah.
So speaking of the Olympics, you said that your dream was to go to the Olympics. Even though you weren't a part of the Olympics, have you been to the Olympics? Because I know next year we're having the Olympics in Paris, I think it is.
Yeah, so it's funny you mentioned that because when so in 1996, which was a big year for gymnastics and the Olympics, and that was kind of right where I was, at the height of my love for gymnastics. We actually, my parents took my sister and I on a road trip. We were living in New York at the time, and we went on a road trip through the southern states, and they timed it so that we would be during in Atlanta during the Olympics. And they got us, I guess it was all like the actual competitions were, I don't know, sold out or maybe too expensive or something, but they got us tickets to go to some of the training sessions for the gymnasts. So we got to see some of that, which was really exciting.
You get to see any professional athletes there, like Mary Lou Retton or anybody like that?
Well, it was the year of, I mean, I'm sure they were there. I don't know, as spectators or maybe as commentators or something. But that was the year of, like Dominique Dawes, Dominique Moceanu. Yeah, it was like were they the Fab Seven or called something like that? I don't quite remember. But yeah, they were training for, the competition.
And I guess that I see new things keep getting added to the Olympics every single time, every 4 years. I think flag football is now a new thing at the
Oh,
Summer
really?
Olympics. Yeah.
I wonder though, do they also like fade certain sports out, or are they just
That's kind of
adding
what
more
I'm
and more and
wondering
more?
too. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm wondering too. Do certain other events have to sacrifice?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm wondering too. So, anyways. But talking about your going back to your acting career, you've gotten to work with some very prominent names as well, and I just wanted to ask you about a couple of them. One is Stallone, and Tom Cruise.
Yes. So Sly, I only very briefly worked with on one project. I was on the stunt team, and it's funny because I actually just auditioned for another movie of his, and I came very close to booking that, but I didn't, and it would have been fun to work with him
Tulsa
again.
King?
What was that?
Was it Tulsa King?
No, but that one sounds cool too. I haven't, is it out yet? I think
I
it's,
think so.
yeah, I think I haven't seen that yet, but I hear it's great.
Yes.
And Tom, I've actually worked on two movies with, and that was really exciting for me because growing up watching the Mission Impossible movies, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be the female Tom Cruise. And so working with him was kind of like coming full circle, and it was great to see. You always like when you meet people that you grew up watching, you don't want to be disappointed by them because that would really suck if they turn out to be horrible people. And with Tom, it was really amazing to see that he's just a really awesome human being, and he has an amazing work ethic, and being on set with him, he's just very encouraging of the entire cast and crew as well, and he gives 110%, which makes you want to give 110% as well.
I think that you mentioned that he's like the happiest person I think I've ever seen in my life. He's always in a good mood, it seems like. He's always smiling, just seems to love life and love what he's doing and just being around the people that he is. And, I mean, there's nothing mean
Yeah.
here that you can say about Tom. He just
Yeah,
seems like a really
absolutely.
great guy, like you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have one final question for you, Elena, and what advice do you give to someone who wants to get into the whole entertainment industry? I know this is a crazy business to get into, but is there any advice that you'll give to someone?
I would say just keep going. I mean, it's hard and it's discouraging, and you just hear so many no's. I mean, it's easy now for, people who are watching this to be like, oh, well, easy for her to say, like, she's worked with these people and done these things, but I will do 100 auditions a year and maybe book 6 or 7 of them. Like, it's constant rejection and constant no, and you have to just let that go straight through you and just keep going, because The only way you can fail is if you quit. So I think it's, you obviously have to have a good foundation. You have to go get training. Like, I was a really terrible actor, and I remember seeing myself in class. We would film scenes that we did, and I would watch them and think, oh my gosh, I am really terrible. I need to get better. And you just keep training, and you keep going to classes, you keep learning, and you keep, you got to change the things you're doing sometimes. You got to be a little innovative. If something isn't working, well, what can you do differently? What else can you do? Who else can you reach out to? How can you change your image? Can you nowadays, it's so easy, even more so than when I got started. Everyone has a smartphone. Anyone can make a movie with a device that you can hold in the palm of your hand. So go out there, make things with your friends, shoot a movie. There's so many YouTube tutorials that tell you about lighting and camera angles and all those things. You don't even need to go to film school because all the information you need is literally at your fingertips. So,
You said
yeah.
that you were a not a very good actor at first. What would you say was the biggest change that you needed to make as far as acting is concerned for you to get to where you wanted to be at or where you're at today?
That's interesting. Thinking back to that time, I think part of it was that I wasn't quite able to let go of, let my emotions out freely. And I think that was a big part of what the first drama school I went to, which was the Lee Strasberg Institute. I think that's what that really taught me. Because also as kids, especially like growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, I think, and growing up with a German mother, because Germans always hide their emotions, like, you're kind of taught to suppress emotions and maybe not show when you're sad. And obviously, for acting, you need those emotions because we need to be able to see those on screen. So I think that took a little bit of time for me. And then also knowing specifically for, I from the start knew that I wanted to do film and TV acting, and there are certain things to know about working with the camera, in ways that may not necessarily be natural, that you wouldn't do if there wasn't a camera there, but you still have to know how to play with the camera to make it read well.
Kind of like flirting with the camera a little bit.
You gotta know how to flirt with the camera.
All right. Well, so Elena, you have the movie Open coming out November 3rd, and I think it's on demand about 4 days later on November 7th, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yes. It's limited theatrical on third, on the third. And then I think on the seventh is on demand and all the places, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Prime.
They can all catch it there.
Yes.
All right. I'll be sure to put the link down below for it and when I go to post this interview. And Elena, thank you so much for your time. It was very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you
And
so
thank you.
much.
Thank you, Ariel. I appreciate you setting this up.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Bye.